This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
Oh, we are riding on a storm for real.
Riders on the storm.
It's already Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And this is the most demonized, the most attacked, the most lied about broadcast in the world because we know what we're talking about. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Censorship is back in the news big time because President Trump just got tricked into signing the so-called new NAFTA GATT deal, the USMCA, that is a better deal than the previous one we had. He's been getting some good negotiations out of countries and a lot of these unelected systems. But clearly within this multi-hundred page framework that's not ratified yet, it says that big tech can censor whoever they want, whenever they want, but still have liability protection and not be a publisher. So it's all coming up today on that front, on that subject. Breitbart has an excellent report on it. We have it linked up on InfoWars.com. USMCA entrenches tech companies' right to censor and transfers it into an international agreement. So it's bad on that front as well. Meanwhile, the ADL has given Tim Cook, the head of the largest corporation in the world that owns the most abusive slave factories on the planet, that they contract with them, who has the most overpriced garbage. In fact, it's well known that Amazon and other big retailers, when they know you're using an Apple device, they automatically charge you more. Hotel tickets, plane tickets, tickets to the show, tickets to Broadway. Whenever you're buying anything off an Apple device, big tech says, we've got a schmuck. We've got a schmuck. We've got a schmuck. By the way, I'm a schmuck because PCs weren't as good 20 years ago at video editing. I went from PC to Mac, adopted it, and it's got some benefits being a closed system, but it's tailor-made for evil, tailor-made for oppression. It's merged with China officially. Tim Cook has done that. I memorialized that in a special report I did. Meet Tim Cook, the most dangerous man in the world. Well, he has now gone before the ADL and said that it's a sin not to ban me. It's a sin. And the ADL themselves named he who will not be named at the event, but he did not name me, but they were all talking about me. The press points that out. He was given an award for censorship. How draconian, how authoritarian. We're going to play that video coming up. And then we'll look at all the day's censorship. I've got like 10 articles without even looking here where Stanford's saying take down the American flag. It's offensive. Vegans want to ban the phrase bringing home the bacon. BBC's moved to ban 10 Christmas songs, including Jingle Bells, saying it's anti-black. I'm not kidding. Good old Tim Cook. Meet Tim Cook, the most dangerous man in the world. We're going to be looking at all of that and the big celebration of the big corporations and others about how the Republican establishment has been asleep at the switch and allowed the draconian censorship to not just take root, but to flower. And now it's exploding worse and worse and worse and worse by the moment. And they're moving into just saying, we're now going to arrest you if you criticize Islam. Or if you catch the school, the preschool, putting your son in a dress and telling him that they're a girl, if you criticize that, you'll be arrested. By the way, that's in the news, too, right here in the USA. It's all coming up. They're not coming for our children. They already got them. Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at, good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order. A new world order.
I understand he was tapped for Skull and Bones.
Tapped for it? Sir, he founded Skull and Bones.
We have before us the opportunity to forge, for ourselves and for future generations, a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order. A new world order can emerge.
That is a sometimes very independent organization.
Despite evidence that Noriega was involved in drug trafficking, Bush kept Noriega on the payroll.
The United States tonight declared in effect that Panama's General Manuel Noriega is a threat to this country's national security.
Mr. Noriega, the drug-related dictator of Panama. We want to bring him to justice. We want to get him out. And we want to restore democracy to Panama. And so when you read these outrageous charges by a drug-related, indicted dictator, discount them. They are total lies.
The men who were working for the CIA's army were responsible for bringing all that cocaine into Los Angeles that sparked the crack epidemic.
My boss goes on a fishing trip with George Bush, and when they come back, they say the ends justify the means.
Sir, the Republicans are trying to blame you for the existence of a small air base at Mena, Arkansas. This base was set up by George Bush and Oliver North and the CIA to help the Iran-Contras, and they brought in plane load after plane load of cocaine there to sell in the United States. And then they took the money and bought weapons and took them back to the Contras, all of which was illegal, as you know, under the Boland Act. But tell me, did they tell you that this had to be in existence because of national security?
We had nothing, zero, to do with it. And everybody who's ever looked into it knows that.
On the morning of August 2nd, thousands of people in Kuwait City woke up to war.
Stay away from the window.
Thousands of troops had swarmed into the capital.
They took the babies out of incubators. Took incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
They had kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
5 months ago, Saddam Hussein started this cruel war against Kuwait. Tonight, the battle has been joined.
May all the Democrats forgive me this close to the election. I love George Bush. I do.
He thinks of George a little bit like the father he didn't have. And he's very loving to him. and I really appreciate that. I love Bill Clinton.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
You've often referred to Bill Clinton, and you talked about his relationship with your father and how it developed, and your mother as well, and he's your brother from another mother. What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
Interesting.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
That's just a little sampling of the real George H.W. Skull and Bones Bush, the man that said the NRA should be abolished. The man that wanted open borders, the man that said America as a country shouldn't be allowed to exist. He was a Rockefeller Republican. And while everybody else is face down worshiping him, we're not going to be doing that here at InfoWars. We're going to tell the truth, let the chips fall where they may. There's a bunch of articles out today where all over the country, colleges are saying, don't fly the American flag. You know, the Ninth Circuit, what was it, 6 years ago, and then again 3 years ago, ruled twice that American flags are offensive and should not be displayed in public at colleges or at high schools. And I've got articles here today where they're telling fraternities, don't fly the American flag. It's offensive. Remember, Obama wouldn't let Navy SEALs or the Navy fly the Gadsden flag, which is the coiled snake. Don't tread on me. It's a flag used by the militia, then adopted as one of the first flags by the founder of the U.S. Navy, John Paul Jones. In the National Archives, they have 255-year-old Gadsden flags, but you can't have it. It's offensive, just like when Trump said, we're a nation. We exist. We pay taxes. We have our sovereignty. We're a country. And the media was like, we can't believe, oh, they all had feigned moments of not being able to speak. Did you just hear that? What, did he molest a child? No. Did he ship in narcotics to the country? No. That's Bill Clinton. No, he said the country exists. What hatred, what violence, what evil. And that's what the UN says. If a country exists, that lets other countries exist, and they can fight, and so we could have violence, so nations existing causes violence, even though it's the UN engineering global conflict and violence to bring in their one-world government. Even though it's the UN that oversaw all the Arab Springs and Gulf War I and Gulf War II to destabilize the planet. And now, in hindsight, we know what those wars were all about. Some of us knew at the time. But I don't blame the soldiers. I don't blame the people that follow the orders and who believe the propaganda. I blame those in the establishment that knew what they were doing. And now we have the Anti-Defamation League set up in 1913. After a member of the Jewish mafia got caught committing a crime, and so the ADL was set up to basically go after anybody that ever exposed any criminal activity by Jews in this country. And now you hear the ADL. I mean, if Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has a right to exist, that's anti-Semitic. If Facebook doesn't let George Soros take over, they're anti-Semitic, when George Soros actually worked for the Nazis. So the ADL is a criminal anti-American organization that trains our police nationwide in brainwashing, but the police don't buy it anywhere. And they got caught, and they've lost big lawsuits, and they've been caught breaking into police departments to get databases on right-wing citizens and where they live. The ADL is a parasitic organization that feeds off Jews and other people. And their support of George Soros and Arnold Schwarzenegger shows that. shows that in triplicate. Because Schwarzenegger is a devout Nazi on record, admits that he admires Hitler. Soros is a Nazi collaborator, and then who wants to overthrow Israel. And so then if people are critical, whether it be Zuckerberg or whether it be Netanyahu, then they're the anti-Semitic people. It's a sick joke. So the ADL has not had credibility ever, but now it really is a sick, sick joke. They gave Tim Cook of Apple, the biggest corporation in the world that leases and runs the worst, hands down, even Bloomberg reports this, the worst slave factories on earth, where if someone criticizes the working conditions, they're just taken away and killed. He was given an award yesterday for censoring Yours Truly and got up there and bragged about it and then said, because I'm calling for violence. When Tim Cook has praised China's censorship of Christians and Falun Gong Buddhists and others and has said there should be more and has honchoed the takedown of free speech in America. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Trump's been tricked into something. We got a warning.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You got it, you got it.
Thank you, Smith, coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, it turns out that there was a massive breach of the RNC's emails. But, you know, the Democrats really couldn't find anything. There's no Aleister Crowley spirit cooking events going on. There's no discussions about a ship kidnapped kids out of Haiti into New York. There's no discussions of Jeffrey Epstein and his slave island of little girls. There's no discussions of how to cause race war. There's no discussions of how to rig the election or rig the polls or, even worse, rig the debates with CNN, which is all in the WikiLeaks. No, there's just nothing there. We're going to be getting into that, but we forget when they change the subject over to who hacked or stole or downloaded the emails. We forget that they change the subject to who did that instead of what is in these incredible hundreds of thousands of documents. And what's in the other 35,000 emails that have disappeared off the face of the earth? And then the latest insaneness, Trump tweets yesterday, while he was still down in South America, that Roger Stone has said he won't lie, has said that Trump never did anything wrong. In response to Corsi saying he's been told the liar, he'll go to prison by the Mueller witch hunt inquisition. And then all these thousands of articles, thousands, it's everywhere. Trump just engaged in witness tampering. That's right. If someone says Trump didn't do anything wrong, I'll never lie about him, and that person's a public figure and hasn't been a witness or even questioned yet, and Trump says, wow, you've got a lot of courage, unlike a lot of people, the president's free speech is now witness tampering, and they had 9 liberal professors quoted in one article about how evil he is. That's right. You can have every channel out there. You can have all the Democrat hacks, people involved actually with Russia, on TV calling for everybody to be arrested that's Republican, calling us all Russian agents with no evidence. But if we say you're full of baloney, you're full of prunes, and Mueller is clearly running around trying to find people who didn't pay taxes or didn't carry their trash out on the right day or whatever, so that they can then indict them on stuff that has nothing to do with Russia and then offer them no time in prison if they'll just say Trump wears black fur caps and gets under the table and is a you-know-what holster for Putin. Because, you know, Colbert said that. He said that Trump is a cock holster for Vladimir Putin. That is the type of total disinformation and lies we see spewing out. And then we saw the incredible election meddling of 2016 by the Democrats, the censorship, the manipulation, and then accelerated the last 2 years publicly. And then Trump has spoken out against it, but so far done nothing. And I was talking to a national talk show host this morning who will go unnamed, and I said, are you on this? And he said, absolutely, we're on it. We'll be covering it tonight. USMCA entrenches tech companies' right to censor and transfers that power to an international body. So it's doubly bad. It hasn't been ratified, and this is a better trade deal overall. It's not a one-sided trade deal for America. It doesn't screw us over when it comes to trade, but it has a bunch of stuff in it that isn't dealing with trade. It's dealing with speech. The article's up on InfoWars.com. It's an excellent article from Breitbart.com. President Trump hailed the trade agreement he signed with Mexico and Canada last week as great for all our countries. Perhaps she doesn't know that the NAFTA-replacing trade agreement, USMCA, gives tech giants in Silicon Valley special legal privilege to censor his own supporters and anyone else they find objectionable. And I'm going to cover this with Roger Stone in the next segment because this is everything. The way the Internet works, the way you can have a comment section, the way you can have a social media system, is that you don't have liability for what a third party posts because you are seen as a forum, not a publisher. Well, they have that same section here with the liability protection, the immunity, but then they can also act as a publisher controlling what is published, which normally would get rid of your immunity, but this doubly allows it. So they can act as a publisher, but then be given immunity, something TV, radio, and newsprint don't get. So this is a whole new system for the royalty that is big tech. And when we come back, I'm going to play it. It's disgusting. Tim Cook, a truly monstrous corporate kingpin on just a scale never before seen, the support of the rounding up of dissidents, the support of oppressing their own employees in China, the fact they become state-run, all the horrible things they're involved in, supporting the censorship in China, telling the Chinese government he totally supports them and saying, by the way, I'll support censorship here in America or Europe. He sent up his flag of not of surrender, but of total embrace of authoritarianism, and he leads the pack with all the other big tech giants, like the Pied Piper leading rats, then later your children, right down a pit. And we're already here. It's already happening. We knew after I was banned 4 months ago, it would accelerate to everybody else, and now it's here. And Trump's given this multi-hundred page document with all these subtext, thousands of pages, and shown the numbers that it's got tens of billions more per month, better deals for us. So he thinks, okay, that's a better deal. I'll go with it. He signs off on it, declares victory, and now it sails into the House and Senate for ratification in the Senate, and it is a nightmare situation. We'll go over those subsections for you coming up. But let me tell you something. No matter what they push and no matter what they do, now that we're aware of this, no matter how much censorship there is, they're never going to get away with globalism now. We're going to go to break, come back, get Roger Stone's take on this, how we're going to fight back and how you need to fight back and get the word out on this and so much more. They say the stupid Russiagate thing's coming to a head. I don't even think that's even the case, but we're going to be looking at the latest developments on that. On the other side, please don't forget that we have the biggest specials ever going the last few months, and we've topped those in the 12 days of Christmas that started yesterday. So this is now the second day of the 12 days of Christmas here. Free shipping store-wide. 50 to 75% off all the best-selling items. Store-wide, 50 is the bare minimum, up to 75%. And double Patriot points on future purchases. Off of each purchase, you get 10 points now. That's 10 cents on every dollar, not 5 cents. It's still a great deal. And the big, fat, juicy mega whopper. Everyone gets a, we're all Alex Jones, don't censor me, Gadsden flag, black on white T-shirt in the size you choose, absolutely free with every order. Free shipping, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points, and every order, whether it's a tube of fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine fortified toothpaste, or whether it's Super Blue, or whether it's X2, or whether it's Super Mole Vitality, or whether it's an air filtration system, or whether it's another T-shirt, or a book, or a video, or a shortwave radio, whatever it is, you then get a free T-shirt in the same order. For a limited time, the 12 days of Christmas, InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
George Herbert Walker Bush, why they memorialized what he does at the German death cult at Skull and Bones, Lodge 322, New Haven, Connecticut. What was it, 10 years ago? Robert De Niro produced a movie with Matt Damon, playing the part of an outsider. One outsider a year is brought into the elite blue blood organization where they have gay sex and worship the devil and are reborn in coffins while masturbating. That's right. Ben Garrison's got a new graphic out. It's pretty powerful. It's on Infowars.com on the right-hand bottom corner in the cartoon area. It says, hey, this is not an initiation this time, Poppy. When he crawled into that coffin, George H.W. Bush, 1924, 1918, we wish him happy trails. Here's from the Good Shepherd.
This buttercup, skull and bones, accept or reject? Accept. Not a word to anyone. How does it feel being a woman?
Why do you want to know?
Gentlemen, I will remind you, you have all taken an oath of secrecy. You have been chosen to become members of America's secret society. For over 100 years, Skull and Bones members have included a president, vice president, Supreme Court justices, congressmen and senators, captains of science and industry, the very best of America.
Can't take it personally. Getting pissed on is personal, Mr. Russell. I take it very personally.
Edward,
we're all in this together. Come back inside. We're brothers for life.
Tell us, Mr. Wilson, brother to brother, something you've never told anyone before. Your most guarded secret.
And there he is, climbing into that coffin. I would go on air 23 years ago and talk about Skull and Bones. That was a fact. They'd have newspaper articles saying I was insane that it did not exist. Folks asked why Arnold Schwarzenegger and George Herbert Walker Bush were such buddies. Well, his dad, Schwarzenegger, was an SS officer and went through similar death cult rituals in Germany. And I know that from history, but also from Helmut Schmidt, former German chancellor, wrote a book, Men and Powers, a Political Retrospective. And he said, I really like the death cults you have in America, like Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove. You can read this book at the library. But he said, we really do it right where it started in good old Deutschland. So if you look at the iconography and things of that, it's very, very similar. That's where it comes from. Now, my whole point is that you got the image of George Herbert Walker Bush out there, and then you've got the real person, all the things he's been involved in. And I'm not trying to sit here and speak ill of the dead. I'm simply pointing out that I'm not going to lie to my audience and say how great Mr. New World Order, Mr. World Government was or is. You know, they were so arrogant that they thought that they could censor just a little bit, because the internet wasn't that important. No one ever listened to us. But now that they know that the American people and others around the world are awake to them, now that they know that humanity's awake, they're making their big move. And after Roger Stone leaves us, I'm going to do this next hour. We'll talk some about it now. I'm going to play Tim Cook getting an ADL award for banning Alex Jones and other conservatives. And it is an incredibly disgusting speech. And then the ADL went on to demonize me from the same podium. And it really is outrageous when you know about the ADL and how they actually go after people that are pro-Israel or pro-Netanyahu, and how they support Soros, the Nazi collaborator, and Arnold Schwarzenegger and others. And then literally are these anti-free speech venomous groups out there using the Holocaust is a reason that Americans should lose their free speech. It was Hitler that got rid of the free speech and the book burning. So the ADL is nothing but a anti-free speech coalition masquerading as a Jewish civil rights organization. And I mean, we even had to have Benjamin Netanyahu come out and say, it's okay to criticize Soros, you're not anti-Semitic. I mean, George Soros was a Nazi collaborator. George Soros believes the state of Israel should not exist. So American Jews particularly should really be asking yourselves the question. I mean, I know most of you don't support the ADL, but my God, that's how crazy the left's gotten, where the ADL was in the news last week saying anyone against drag queen story time with your five-year-old, having a big fat guy in a wig shake his butt in your kid's face and tell him that they're another sex, if you're against creepy men coming and talking to your kids, that you're a bad person, they're gonna call you out. Well, you just called yourself out. I've got a new report here where a grandfather found out his two-year-old in daycare was being put in a dress and told he was a girl. And the news is like, how dare you not want your two-year-old to be traumatized like this and put in a dress? You know, usually people approach little kids and told them about sexual stuff they got put in jail. But now, as long as you say it's liberal, it's a good thing, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be looking at all that after Roger leaves us. After Roger leaves us as well. But I wanted to get him on, particularly in the next segment, but also part of this segment, on the latest Mueller behavior. And they claim that this whole jack-in-the-box that we haven't seen is about to pop out. That's coming up. But first, I wanted to hit the really big one. Not the censorship of InfoWars, which we knew was the first domino, but everybody else. Now the USMCA entrenches tech companies' right to censor. Buried in the new NAFTA renegotiation are two subsections that end free speech as we know it and give the tech companies everything they want. So instead of having legislation defending free speech, we're getting legislation codifying the end of free speech. Roger, obviously the president, who's been critical of this, is not aware of what was in the overall plan. He just saw the basic numbers. It's still got to be ratified, but we've got to get this to the president.
Alex, I couldn't agree more. First of all, I want to commend the folks at Breitbart for breaking this news. Look, I have known the president for 40 years, and he's a big-picture guy. And very clearly, they slipped in some things here in the small print that he's probably not aware of. But access to a free, accessible, vibrant, and robust internet is absolutely crucial to the future of the Trump reform agenda. It's crucial to his prospects for re-election. It's crucial to the progress he makes for the country over the next 2 years. And it's crucial to his legacy. It may be crucial to his survival in a showdown with a rogue federal prosecutor who has no interest in the crimes of the Obamas and the Clintons, but seems very focused on removing Donald Trump from office. So, in essence, by signing this, the president is unilaterally surrendering his ability to communicate in the coming showdown. And I find that very troubling.
I was about to say, remember what Lenin said, give me control of the telephones, the radio, and the trains, I'll control your country. Well, that's what this is. And he's allowing them to seize control. But you see him in the news, they brag, oh, we didn't like his executive order, so we never filed it when he signed it. Or, oh, we just changed it last minute. Ha ha, that idiot signed it. So he's up there delegating, trying to get a ton of stuff done, surrounded by a bunch of knuckle-dragging cowards who thought they'd sneak this through by stealth. But we're here, our audience is here, despite all their attacks, to raise the alarm. This is a critical action agenda. When we come back, we'll give you the details of the subsections on the other side.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we know the exact shape of the international takeover of our free speech, the attempt to block the populist nationalist movement spreading across the world. And that means we know how to beat them. But we've got to take action. So major action plans straight ahead. The main reason they want to try to silence and block our reach is they want to silence and block your reach. When I say you're the InfoWar, that's not me being patronizing. That's me on my knees. Because when you take action, nothing on earth can stop you except God. And when you don't take action, we're screwed. And we still have a very large audience. I want to be technical here. The core audience is bigger. The overall reach is massively diminished. The globalists have the top universities and the CIA and leftist think tanks all over the news scanning everything we do and, you know, reporting this is up, that's down. Well, we think we kind of beat him, but we didn't. I'm giving everyone a real assessment here. And it's because they don't want us to be critically analysis. They don't want us to give you critical analysis of what's really going on. That's why they're having ADL leftist dinners where they call Trump an anti-Semite, which is just asinine. But they ought to have Hitler host one of these dinners. They're so anti-Israel. It's just upside down world, man. And celebrating and giving awards out for shutting me down. I'll play it all next hour. It's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. So I want to get Roger's take on that. But also the idea that we can't speak out against this. Roger says Mueller's a fraud. Of course he says he's a fraud. And the news goes, ooh, you're messing with an investigation. You're witness tampering. And they've charged a bunch of people with it. And then Trump, C. Stone, on Stephanopoulos on National Sunday Morning Show, saying Trump's done nothing, so I couldn't ever sell him out to Mueller. I never will because there is no Russia collusion. There's nothing, which we all know. And, oh, my God, it was the top story everywhere. Thousands of articles just everywhere. Ooh, boy, they had nine liberal professors all say he's witness tampering and he's a criminal and Stone's one, too, and the president needs to be impeached and arrested right now. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. For Trump saying there's a public figure who hasn't even been questioned, who hasn't been indicted, who isn't in a court case, saying, I won't lie because there's nothing to lie about. And because he opened his mouth, that is turned into the thousands of papers attacking the president every day and Roger Stone and myself and Corsi. If we even speak back to this God creature, Robert Mueller, I mean, he is the fifth branch of government. It's like he gave birth to Jesus. He's this inquisitor. How many times in history did they start a special investigation that got out of control and even took over the Catholic Church or took over France or took over England? This is beyond a witch hunt. This is a criminal rogue state inquisition, Roger Stone. And just to watch them turn everything wholesome and good. Of course, he having the nerve to come out and say, they tell me to lie, I won't lie. He should say that if it's the truth, which it is. And then you got Mueller in bed with the Russians, in bed with Hillary. The prosecutors literally involved in Uranium One. This would be funny if it wasn't so ridiculous. I'll say it again. This is on par with having Jeffrey Dahmer be the judge in a case of cannibalism. Or Hitler sitting in judgment at Nuremberg of other U.S. troops like they were Nazis. Roger Stone, give me your take on this.
Well, Alex, the part of it that's the most disturbing, look, I'm a veteran of 40 years in American politics. I've been through 10 national presidential campaigns. And when it comes to the mainstream media, I've always tried to coexist with them. I've taken the good with the bad. Some were more biased than others. A few were even honest. Today, however, the mainstream media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and particularly the Wall Street Journal, are in bed with a false narrative regarding the Mueller investigation, Roger Stone, Jerry Corsi, WikiLeaks, Russian collusion, which is essentially non-existent, to an extent that I have never seen. Willful deceptions, half-truths, the recycling of items that they know have been either discredited or fully explained on the record in the past, there's no correcting them. They won't be corrected. There's no civility. Having Vox come up with nine experts, all of whom are drooling anti-Trump leftists, saying, oh, yes, the president definitely was involved in witness tampering because he praised my statement that I would not bear false witness against him, that no amount of pressure on me would cause me to lie about the president. It's mind-boggling. Interviewing a guy named Renato Mariotti, in all honesty, what I leave on the toilet paper is more intelligent than this guy. And his bias is so very clear. So I've never seen this mainstream media tight coordination with the deep state as exhaustive and complete as I see today. It's really mind-boggling.
You're a public figure. You go on a national show and say, the president never did anything, so I could never throw him under the bus because I wouldn't lie. That turns into witness tampering because the president says, man, I'm glad you've got guts. Other people haven't had guts like Cohen and others, which Trump has every right to say, you're a damn liar. You get busted laundering $15 million in your cab company that I have nothing to do with, Trump says, and now you're telling lies about me when earlier you said I never did any of this. You're a little rat. That is absolutely the case. So now defending yourself is evil. Shifting gears, Roger, and let's go into the next segment on this. Obviously, the big enchilada is if we don't stop the censorship, it's done. Because we can't even defend ourselves against the lies. And all the big tech censorship had nothing to do with the reasons they said. Now they're giving Tim Cook awards for it. Trump has signed the new NAFTA USMCA deal, which on balance is a better deal for us. It's not a one-way trade deal. But it codifies in the subsections that we'll cover in the next section, that total censorship is authorized and are given immunity. This must be killed in the ratification process.
Well, Alex, I think timing is everything. And the president's got to make two decisions, and he's got to do it pronto. One is to call the bluff of the deep state and expose Mueller, Rosenstein, Zelensky, the Clintons, the Obamas, Brennan, Clapper, et al., for their use of illegal unconstitutional surveillance on his campaign and for their infiltration of his campaign by the FBI. And he has to move against net censorship so the American people can understand exactly what he is doing and why. Failure to do these two things and do them soon will give the upper hand to his critics and will pave the way for his impeachment and removal. Make no mistake about it. That is the game plan. The more they deny it, the more I am certain of it. And if the House Democrats cannot bring articles of impeachment against the president on the basis of Russian collusion based on a lack of evidence, then they will prop up false charges of sexual harassment.
That's right. Stay there. We're going to come back and talk about that with Roger Stone. Then I'm going to get into the specifics of the oncoming censorship, the ADL. And more. And now your two-year-olds, they're going to teach your two-year-olds how to put dresses on secretly when you put them in daycare. And if you don't like that, you'll go to jail. So they're going to teach your kids how to be screwed up, period. Because, well, they're the left. They do what they want. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we are listener and viewer supported. I want to thank you all for your support. It's been amazing. We have the biggest specials ever going for the 12 days of Christmas. Now to the second day of that right now. 50 to 75% off. Store-wide, 50 is the bare minimum, total loss leader, many of these. On top of it, we have free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, not 5%, but 10% on your next purchase, and the free gift. Now, this particular T-shirt's brand new. It's designer. It's limited edition. It's going to sell out quickly, and it'll be another shirt we've got in inventory. And then another over the 12 days. The way these are selling, it'll be gone in just about 2 days. It's the We're All Alex Jones Don't Censor Me limited edition T-shirt that every order, you could order a $7 tube of concentrated colloidal silver iodine fortified fluoride-free toothpaste, and you'll get free shipping, and you'll get the T-shirt. We lose like $6-$7 on that. That's just an example of what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. So get all your Christmas shopping done. Don't fight the big crowds. Don't fight the horrible traffic. Just get it all done with thousands of amazing, unique items at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the best deals and support the InfoWar. And that's a great Christmas for you and for us. Thank you all for your support. Get your free gift now with every order and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years. years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The Globe.